Washington Post, DHS Mayorkas to restart partial remain in Mexico policy. By Neil Monroe on December 2, 2021. President Joe Biden's deputies will restart President Donald Trump's remain in Mexico border policy next week. But they are adding loopholes to help pull many poor migrants into Americans' jobs and neighborhoods, according to the Washington Post. The public relations turnabout by Biden's political aides was forced by deep public opposition to the easy migration policies imposed by Biden's pro-migration progressive appointees, led by Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. Biden's aides overrode bitter opposition from pro-migration lobby groups with the help of a federal judge's August decision to require agency enforcement of long-standing federal law. So it is not clear if the White House policy is intended to actually reduce Mayorkas' unpopular wealth-shifting migrant inflow, or is merely a public relations tactic to hide his continued importation of many migrant workers and consumers via many legal loopholes in the nation's border laws. The Post reported. The governments are planning to announce the agreement Thursday. According to two of the officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the agreement before a formal announcement. Implementation of the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, is expected to begin next week in San Diego and in the Texas cities of Brownsville, Laredo, and El Paso, one official said. Business-backed migration advocates strongly oppose the Remain in Mexico policy because it sends work-ready migrants back to camps in Mexico until their scheduled days in U.S. asylum courts. This return policy wrecks the cartel's smuggling business because it prevents their core customer base, poor adult men, from using fake asylum claims to get legal entry and jobs in the United States. But the Washington Post also noted the exceptions that will help Biden's progressive deputies extract more economic migrants from poor countries for use in Americans' workplaces, rental markets, and society. For example, the Post's report says the new process will be used to exclude single adult asylum seekers. The implies Biden's officials will continue to accept children, young job seekers who claim to be age 17, men with children, and women with children who expected to meet their illegal migrant spouses in the U.S. The official guidance, released Thursday, allows migrants easy access to the expensive lawyers funded by billionaires, investors, and wealthy left-wingers who are eager to see more chaotic diversity imposed on American society. This legal aid will help migrants dodge the policy by claiming that their return to Mexico means they face a reasonable possibility of harm from cartels and corrupt cops. The guidance also says that the policy will only be applied to migrants from the Western Hemisphere, of Central and South America. That would exempt the growing wave of migrants from Cameroon, Syria, India, China, and many other countries in Asia or Africa. It is unclear if this partial enforcement of the nation's immigration laws will meet the judge's requirements. Biden's officials also made several concessions to Mexico that might speed the inflow of a smaller number of migrants. These trade-offs include the promise of more lawyers to help migrants squeeze through the many legal doorways that are being opened along the border by Mayorkas, a pro-migration zealot who runs Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. The deal will likely include U.S. aid to create protected Mexican shelters and camps that help economic migrants opt out of the cartel's labor smuggling business. Mayorkas has already helped to create a rest stop that funnels job-seeking migrants into the United States, according to a Center for Immigration Studies report. On a remote stretch of Rio Grande floodplain at the foot of the city of 600,000 within eyesight of McAllen, Texas, more than 1,200 migrants live in tents behind the tall cement walls of a 10-acre riverbank compound belonging to a Mexican nonprofit organization that calls itself Senda de Vida, or Path of Life. Another 1,500 migrants aspiring to get inside fill a tent shanty town overflowing downtown Reynosa's Central Plaza, with more coming every day, hoping to get in. Boiled down, Senda de Vida helps expelled or newly arrived migrants begin the process of seeking asylum in the United States from Reynosa, often with a new cell phone app and assisted by American immigration lawyers, and then to wait in line for a rich reward. A CPB invitation to enter the United States at the port of entry on the way to settling in an American city of their choosing and to work while waiting for their asylum claims to adjudicate. Pastor De Luna did not provide specifics when asked to fund his operation supporting thousands of migrants and their basic needs for months at a time, but said donations came from people like you. We live by donations. Churches, people in the United States. In addition to the UN distributing debit cards, SIS observed well-stocked kitchens as well as piles of donated clothing in Mexican municipal, state, and federal agencies and several nonprofits in the compound. The American immigration lawyers who work on the asylum claims were volunteers from different organizations, De Luna said. Mayorkas opposes the cartels. But he is seeking to replace their illegal smuggling networks with a variety of government-backed programs that stealthily extract foreign workers and consumers from their home countries for use in the U.S. economy. In a November hearing, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, asked Mayorkas what should be a higher priority of the United States government? Securing our border or giving amnesty to illegal aliens who are already here? Justice is our priority, Mayorkas replied. That includes securing our border and providing relief to those migrants who qualify for it under our laws. By the end of 2021, Mayorkas and his deputies will have allowed roughly 1 million migrants to cross the southern border. That total includes roughly 400,000 adult migrants who sneaked across the border, usually in the gaps created when Mayorkas stopped completion of the border wall. For much of 2021, Mayorkas did not fly the border crossers back to their homelands, but instead let them repeatedly try to sneak across without fear of penalties. In 2021, Mayorkas has also helped an additional 800,000 legal immigrants into the United States, plus hundreds of thousands of visa workers. This huge 2021 inflow adds up to roughly one migrant for every two American births. The massive inflow will cut Americans' wages, drive up rents, and crowd the schools needed by Americans' children. It will also shift much wealth to Mayorkas' political allies in business, on Wall Street, and in the Democrat-dominated coastal states. Mayorkas is also using his legal powers to open many doors in the border, even as he also sends more migrants home to Haiti and Central America. Mayorkas is helping teenage economic migrants walk into jobs via a side door created in a 2008 law for victimized children. He is helping older migrants stay in the United States by letting them use the same 2008 law and refugee rules to pull their left-behind children up into the United States. Mayorkas create a new vulnerable population category so that U.S. pro-migration groups could escort roughly 16,000 migrants through the border. Mayorkas is also using his parole power to invite lawfully deported migrants to rejoin their left-behind migrant children who are applying for asylum. He is using a U visa program to provide work permits and social security numbers to migrants who say they were victimized by a crime in the United States. On June 16, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced new asylum rules that would offer citizenship to people who claim they are persecuted by abuse from their spouse. Garland's deputies also revived the claim that judges can use administrative closure to shut down deportation cases, so allowing illegal migrants to stay legally. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. In the United States, migration curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens regional wealth gaps. It radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society.